National Public Radio. NPR Playhouse presents Night Court.
In the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance, as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Do you know where your children are? Do you know what they're thinking about when they're thinking about you? Do you know where your parents are? The play by Bill Gray of CBC Calgary is called Gerald.
Why, Sue?
That man over there, he wants to talk to you.
What are you talking about? There's no one there.
Not there. There. See, he's waving at you.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's not waving at me, you know. He just wants to find... Hey, where are you going?
He's coming over here. I don't want to talk to him. You talk to him. He's your friend. Don't like that guy. You talk to him.
Come on, Ricky. Just a minute, will you? Ricky, come on back now. Hi, I've got to get back, you know, for supper, so I'll see you. No, I can't do that. It's too awful. You shouldn't ask me, you know, because it's not... No! Hey! Oh, that hurts, don't! Please don't. Thank you. I'm sorry. I just forgot, that's all. I can do it. I'll do it for you. It wasn't really that hard.
Went over to the garage with him and had a look. Well, it looked pretty bad even to me. You know how much I know about cars.
Dad, Mom, can I be excused?
What? I guess so. But you've hardly touched your food, Gerald. I thought you loved fish.
Yeah, I guess I'm not hungry. Excuse me.
Are you feeling all right, son? You look a bit pale.
Oh, I'm all right, Dad. I'm just kind of tired, I guess. I think I'll lie down and take a nap.
Okay. Some tea, dear?
Oh, thanks. That's sure not like him. Usually can't even bribe him into taking a nap.
Well, he's growing. Happens to all kids eventually.
I suppose so. But he seems to be acting so... I don't know. The last few days he's just seemed so much quieter than usual, that's all.
He'll be all right, Sarah. Well, I'd better finish up and get back to that sermon. Nearly finished. If I can just simply figure out exactly how to put it when I tell him about the new way I've... No, you drink your tea. I'm getting up anyway. It's probably one of the women from the auxiliary. Winnie tells me they've been having some trouble with the bake sale. Too many butter tarts or something. Hello? Oh, hi, Betty. How are you? What? Oh, no. No, that's... Oh, dear Lord. Oh, no. Who? How could anyone do a thing like that? Oh, no. Gerald's heart will be broken. He's had that dog all his life. All right. Yes. Thanks for calling, Betty. All right, thanks. Goodbye.
Alex, what is it? Something happened to Tom?
Sarah... Tom's been killed. That was Betty Tompkins. She found Tom in her backyard about an hour ago. He'd been killed by someone. She called the vet. Thought maybe he was still alive. The vet said he'd been tortured.
It just wasn't hard at all that time. But why did you want me to do it? Why did you... What? Oh, no, I didn't tell anyone. You told me not to, so I didn't, right? Hey, have you got a name? Really? I didn't think I could say that. What is it again? No. No, I couldn't say it. Could I call you something else? No, I couldn't call you that. That's too silly. Why don't I call you Tom, after my dog?
Down a bit, please.
Sure. Is that okay?
Fine. I thought you were taking a nap.
I was, but I just wasn't tired all of a sudden.
Gerald, I've got some bad news. It's about Tom.
Oh, yeah? Have you seen him? I let him out this morning, but he didn't come back for supper. Funny, he never misses his food, does he? Not usually.
Gerald... Tom's been killed.
How?
Well, he was killed, hit by a car.
Oh, just killed him, huh?
So I gather. I'm very sorry, Gerald.
Oh, that's okay, Dad. Tom was almost 12 years old. That's pretty old for a dog, isn't it? I mean... He'd have died of old age soon anyway, wouldn't he? And, you know, he was getting kind of blind. A couple of days ago, I saw him walk right into the couch in the living room. Didn't even see it. That's probably how the car got him. Guess everybody's got to die sooner or later, eh, Dad? Like it says in the Bible. So I guess even dogs got to die, too. Right, Dad?
Alex, over here.
Ah, evening, Larry. Crowded night tonight. I'm surprised I found you.
Always the same on Friday. Here, sit down.
Thank you.
Oh, here, I ordered you a draft.
Oh, thanks, but only one, Larry. I must be a good example to my flock.
Alex, I gotta talk to you.
Problem? Your family's okay?
Oh, fine, but it's... About the dogs. I know you're dead set against anyone trying to do anything, but with the police so busy these days, well, some of the guys were wondering...
No, I can't agree to anything.
Just a minute. Hear me out. Some of the guys are talking, beer talk mostly, trying to find the guy. What I was wondering was if maybe you and I, a couple of the others, could, I don't know, take a look around before anybody else gets carried away.
I think things like that can get very dangerous.
You know, and I'm worried. We at least think about it.
Yes, I'll think about it.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I know it's only some dogs, but...
But it's hard to imagine how anybody could be so disturbed. Oh, Larry, I can't figure out how a man's soul can become so twisted.
You're sure it's some guy doing it?
Well, seems to be no question about animals. So, it's a man. If you can call him that.
Gerald, is that you?
Ricky, you there?
Over here, by the tree.
Boy, it's really dark out here tonight, isn't it? I could hardly see if you were here yet.
Look, Gerald, you better have something good to show me. If my mom knew I was out this time of night...
Boy, she doesn't know, does she?
Of course not. I snuck out like you said. Do your parents know you're out?
Are you kidding? This late, I climbed out of my tree.
Oh, wish I had a tree. I always have to sneak past the living room. It's not easy, you know.
Yeah, going out on the tree is best. Okay, let's go. Just over this way.
Hey, what's this all about, anyway? What are you going to show me?
It's something I learned how to do. Remember that man who always talked to me after baseball?
Yeah.
Well, he showed me how to do something. Kind of strange, but it's pretty neat after a while.
I didn't like that guy. He gave me the creeps. I don't think I want to know about him.
It's okay, Ricky, really. Just over here. I'll show you what happens.
I don't know. What if some wild animal comes out and tries to get us?
Oh, that's dumb, Ricky. There aren't any wild animals here. We're too close to town.
Yeah, well, this better be good, whatever it is.
It is, I promise. Okay? Okay, now we stop here. Hmm? Wait a second.
We'll wait. Wait for what? I thought we were going to shoot.
Wait, just a minute. Here he is. Hi, Tom.
Gerald? Who are you talking to?
Here he is. I brought him like you said.
Gerald? What's that? Gerald's running, pulling at me. Ah!
Okay, there. I've got it. Here. Hey, that one's really different than the others, Tom.
Alex, I'm glad you could come. The boy's mother is in the waiting room.
All right. Joe, do you think maybe a wolf or a dog could have...
I don't think so, Alex. Now, I've treated animal wounds before. Nothing like this. The boy was mangled, torn apart, but almost surgically. Alex, there was nothing we could do. He was gone before. I'm sure it was really quick.
Joe, do you think what happened to Ricky was the same as with the dogs?
I don't know for sure yet, but from what I heard, it sounds pretty similar.
I guess I was hoping you'd be able to put it down to an animal attack. I know,
but you have seen the way he been opened up. It was all much too precise and deliberate looking to be an animal. I think Ricky was murdered.
But it was so different, Tom. Not like the dogs at all. What? Oh, yeah. It was a lot neater. Better somehow. And more... or bigger or something. I liked it the best so far. Hey, Tom. I was wondering, what do you do with them after I give them to you? Save them. That's what my father says he does. But I guess it's different with you, eh? Oh, and Tom? How come Ricky screams like that? Didn't he hear you say it would be all right? How come he screams? Oh, I see. So they have to scream.
Gerald? Gerald, are you coming down?
Yeah? Oh, Dad, just a minute.
Couldn't this have waited till morning, Alex?
Sarah, we've got to find out who's responsible.
But Gerald won't know.
I know he won't, but we've got to quiz all the kids, find out if they've seen anybody strange.
It's going to be hard on him, Alex. He and Ricky have been best friends for years.
It's hard on all of us, Sarah, but if we don't...
Hi, Mom. Dad, is something wrong, Mom? He's fine.
Gerald, when was the last time you saw Ricky Evans?
Ricky? This afternoon, I guess, right after school. We walked home together.
Now, I want you to remember, think really carefully. Did you see anyone strange, anyone you didn't know in the neighborhood?
No.
Are you sure, Gerald? This is very important.
I'm sure, Dad. There was nobody I saw except the other kids. What's the matter? What's going on?
Something terrible has happened, son.
What?
Ricky. Your friend Ricky has passed away.
Oh? When?
Earlier tonight. He had... Ricky was hurt very badly, and he died.
What happened to hurt him?
We don't... No one's sure. Some people think it might be the same...
Dad, where do you figure Ricky will go now? Now that he's dead.
Well, I'm sure he'll go to heaven. Now, I know this is upsetting for you, but...
That's okay, Dad. Hey, Mom, you shouldn't cry, you know. He just died with us. He's just gone somewhere else. Everybody has to die. Right, Dad? Just like in the Bible. Right, Dad?
Yes, that's right.
Can I go to my room now? I've got a test tomorrow. Don't want to be tired for it.
Well,
Gerald, are you all right? Do you feel all right?
Sure, Mom. See you in the morning.
Good night. Alex, I'm worried about him.
Sarah, he's in shock.
It's not just that.
What do you mean?
Gerald has been acting not himself lately. He seems less active than he used to be since... spend so much time alone in his room.
That's pretty normal for a boy his age.
I know that, but there's something different. Look at how Ricky's death hasn't fazed him at all. That's more than shock, and he's so humorless lately. Nothing seems to make him laugh or cry.
Well, when this is all over, I'll have a talk with him.
When what is all over?
Well, Larry and I and a couple of others have decided to form a small group, see if we can't find out who killed Ricky.
That's for the police.
Perhaps, but they haven't turned up anything, so I...
Alex, there is something seriously wrong with your son. That must come first. This manhunt is none of your business.
It is my business. Every Sunday, I get up on that pulpit and tell people about the basic goodness of man, and then someone... thing like this happens. I've got to stop it. I've got to know why.
Right here, Larry.
More or less. Over there in that clearing. Can you see it?
I can just make it out.
Well, that's where we found him. Looks like he's been dragged a ways and then propped up against that tree.
Dear Lord. Well, if there's anything to the business of criminals returning to the scene of the crime, somehow, though, I doubt it.
Alex, any idea who it might be? I mean, you think it might be somebody from town?
I won't even let myself consider it. But whoever it is a sick person. I don't know why or how people can... I can't find a way to explain it, Larry.
Yeah, well, it sure doesn't make any sense, does it?
But why does he let it happen? Why does a God of love take away an innocent and by the hand of someone so twisted? I can't find the logic sometimes, Larry. I don't understand sometimes.
I just hope we find the bastard before he does anything else. Hey, what was that?
What?
I thought I heard a noise just past that big oak. Can't see, though, not enough moon. Look, just over there. Hey, there it is again.
Right over that way.
I'll go take a look. You stay here. If it's anything, I'll try and get him between us.
Larry, just be careful.
Right, there. Probably just a raccoon or something. Hey, look, you better come out of there, okay? Look, I got a gun here. Now, why don't you just come out of there?
Hi, Mr. Johnson. Are you going to shoot me?
What? Gerald, what the hell are you doing here? Don't you know there's a curfew on? You're not supposed to be out here.
We just thought we'd help out. Are you going to shoot us, Mr. Johnson?
Don't be ridiculous. Of course not. You just scared me half to... What do you mean, us? Hey, who else is out here with you?
My friend, Tom.
Yeah? And where's he hiding?
Nowhere. He's right here. You just can't see him.
All right, you tell your friend to come on out and we'll get you out of here. Your father's waiting for me, and I don't think he's going to be too happy about finding you here. Tom, come on out. Let's go, son.
You don't understand, Mr. Johnson. You can't see Tom unless he wants you to. And I guess he doesn't want you to right now. But here, come on over and you can shake hands with him.
Now, look here, Gerald. I think you'd better stop this nonsense and come over. What the hell?
Tom doesn't like waiting very much.
Oh, my God, my head. What's happened to the...
Okay, son. Here, I got it. There. There you are. Wow, that's even nicer than Ricky's. Okay, Tom. I'm gonna get back up the tree and sneak back in before Mom notices I'm gone. You coming up or what? Oh, so I guess I'll see you tomorrow when we... Uh-oh, there's Dad. He sure came back fast. I better hide, Tom. He'd see me in the tree. What? Tonight? Okay, well, I better talk to Dad first. Wait for me, okay?
Dad? Dad, is that you?
Gerald?
Over here, Dad.
Gerald, what are you doing out at this time of night? I told you there was a curfew, and I expected you to understand.
It's all right, Dad. I'm okay.
No, it is not all right. There's some maniac loose in the neighborhood, and I don't want you outside in the middle of... Gerald, what are you doing out here?
Nothing. Just fooling around, I guess.
Gerald, what's been going on here?
Hey, don't get mad. I'll tell you what happened.
I guess you'd better.
Well, something horrible has happened. This man...
What? Has somebody hurt you?
No, it's okay now. But you'd better come and look in the garage.
What's in there?
You just better come and look, Dad. It'll be easier.
All right.
There. Now, what's going on?
Okay, Tom.
What? Who are you talking to?
Tom. He's a friend of mine. But you can't see him unless he...
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can't see him. Great. He said he might let you see him on account of your special. Sort of like me.
Merciful. Jesus, what are you?
Do I confirm or disturb your faith, Reverend?
Dear God in heaven.
Oh, not much point in calling to him, Reverend. You see... He doesn't exist. Never did, in fact.
Gerald, what do you know of this creature?
Gerald knows me very well.
A ghost. You're a ghost. I can see right through you.
So you can.
Yeah, Dad. Tom's just a guy from one of the places you go after you die.
Hades. The place of hellfire. It's all true, then. What have you done to my son, Satan?
Not easily convinced, are you? But perhaps I am your Satan, Reverend. I do take the souls of your people. Not a soul, really, but something you would think of as a soul.
He will come in many disguises.
Your faith is right about one thing. There is life after death. Many other worlds exist on many different planes. After leaving this life, people go on to another, and then from there to another... And so on. A series of lives.
But you...
I come from one of these other worlds. A very different world from this one.
And you come here and kill...
Well, yes. But with reason. On my world, there are advantages to having certain kinds of powers. A long time ago, I discovered that a life energy, what you might call a soul... could be absorbed in such a way as to add to that power. So every now and then, when I am in need of a kind of strength, I visit your world. I'm afraid I may have been the cause of some of your religious superstitions.
What have you done to my son?
Nothing much. A little training. A lending of some power. You see... I'm not able to work completely alone.
Satan, possessing my son...
That's not really true. But I did need Gerald's help. As you can see, there is so little of me that I can actually bring to your world that I would have problems doing two things at once. So, as I am disposing of someone, Gerald,
catches their soul as they move in the confusion between this life and the next. A confusion intensified by surprise and pain.
Gerald, get out of here quickly.
There is one tragedy with my business here, though. Unfortunately, when I take a soul, its identity is lost. It ceases to exist. So, perhaps, Reverend, there is a hell after all. Nothingness. Complete oblivion. Think of it, Reverend. A complete end. Nothing more to come.
No. No, that can't be. You...
Now, Gerald.
What are you... No! No!
Have you got it?
Yeah, I've got it. Boy, this one's really big.
His faith was strong, but he doubted. That's all we needed. Let me have it now.
No, I'm keeping it for myself.
What? You can't.
It's my turn now, Tom. I know how to do it now. All of it. I'll keep them all, like this one. It makes me feel really strong. Really strong. Tom, you'd better go away now. You don't belong here. This is my world. I think I could hurt you if I wanted to.
Alex, is that you?
It's me, Mom.
Gerald, what are you doing down there?
Hey, Mom, come on downstairs for a minute. I've got something I want to show you.
You have just heard Gerald by Bill Gray. Featured tonight in his first radio role was Danny Higham as Gerald, with Mary Peary as Sarah and Neil Daynard as Alex. You heard Billy Mae Richards as Ricky, with Eric Peterson as Larry. John Stocker played the doctor, as well as the mysterious Tom. Our recording engineer is Brian Pape, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott, and our production assistant is Peggy Este. Tonight's program was produced and directed by the series executive producer, Bill Howell. And now, here is a final word from your host.
Hello again. Next week's Nightfall features a new play on a theme that is becoming uncomfortingly familiar to regular listeners. That of finding missing bodies.
I wonder if they use these on Jim.
What?
These instruments.
Well, you shouldn't play with them, honey. You might cut yourself.
There is something wrong here.
Honey?
I don't know what it is, but I think they blew it. He wasn't special enough, you see. I think they're so worried about Mr. Big, they made a mistake, and they killed him.
Oh, that's silly, honey. Dr. Druid is not the kind of person...
I want to see my husband.
Well, honey, there's nothing I can do.
Miss Novak, either I see my husband now before they clean up the evidence, or I'm going to stick this scalpel in your innocent little face.
Special Services. A new play by Martin Kinch, directed by Paul Mills. Next week on Nightfall. Until then, careful of the edge.
Funds for the distribution of this NPR Playhouse presentation were provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is NPR, National Public Radio.